You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
Making waves.
Well, welcome everyone to Making Waves, and this one is, well, it's going to be fucking killer, excuse my French, because we're in the presence of, well, two members of the world's greatest rock and roll band, Steel Panther. Please welcome Michael Starr and Lexi Fox. Thank you, gentlemen, on this wonderful Wednesday, what we're now calling Hump Day because you guys are on. So why not? It's always Hump Day in Steel Panther world.
It's always a Wednesday here.
Is it Wednesday there?
No.
God,
it is because we're here, man.
That's right, dude. Whatever. Listen, you guys have a lot going on, and at 2020, man, listen, fuck 2020. The single was perfect. Nice.
Thank you.
Apropos for what we were all going through, and
nobody knows what apropos means.
Appropriate.
It was good. What it means?
Yeah, that's what it means. Yeah, it's French. And you guys hit 2021. You guys are just coming out of the gate going.
And, yeah, man, we couldn't wait for New Year's to hit because we, you know, we had a really good, we went to the psychic on Laurel Canyon here and we sat down with her and we told her what was going on. And she said at the, when New Year's hits and it turns to 2021, you guys are going to start working crazy. And it happened like right away. Lexi got hired at Starbucks and then my mom let me move back into her house and things have just been ramping up since then. Lexi, you're stoked, right?
I am stoked, but when you say wrapping up, I didn't wrap up around when your mom. Like, I didn't wrap up.
That's okay.
I got it. But hey, I got a Starbucks job, and I'm stoked on that. And the benefits are great, and the guys benefit as well. They can come in, and I let them go in front of the line. Sometimes people try to cut, but these are my guys, and this is a tough time for everybody.
You know what he does too? Is it, he'll call me because he does the pickup mobile orders and he'll call me and go, dude, you're Americano. Somebody ordered one. Come grab it. So I just grabbed that one.
That's awesome. Then what? I mean, you obviously got fired from that gig. So what was next?
No, he's still there.
He's still there?
Well, yeah.
Well, get benefits. Don't you get benefits for part-timers?
Yeah, friends with benefits. But you know, the thing is, Justin, the thing is, man, you know, we're still doing like weekend warrior shows. So you know, whatever states are open, we'll book like four shows. We'll fly, you know, land, get a rental van, drive to the show, play the show, pack up, drive to the next show in a minivan. And but the reason I'll tell you is because we do like a block of four, come home for another 2 weeks and do another block of four.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, as it opens up more, we're trying to put those blocks of fours, trying to fill in shows in between so we can bus it. And at that point, he'll have to quit Starbucks. But until that happens, we're going to need money for the rental cars. You know?
Yeah, hey, boss, I need the weekend off. But I tell you what, for a lot of fans that come back and see you guys and they haven't seen shows you haven't played, and to have you guys and Blackstone Cherry together in a night, that's fucking awesome. That's a great evening of rock and roll.
They're really great. They're super
you
great.
Know, and you know, too, I have to say this about Blackstone Cherry. They write great songs and I love what they do, but their girlfriends and wives, they're not just an opening band, but they give us benefits way more than you know, Michael. Should I not say
it? No, it's cool. Chris knows.
Anyway, they're a great band and their girlfriends and wives are bitching too.
Yeah. Like really, really
great on tour.
Yeah.
They make us comfortable while they're playing. So that's nice.
Super duper comfortable.
The mid openers.
Yeah. Well, you know, you got to have a DJ. Yeah. At some point.
Well, listen, I know Chad wanted to talk to you about the special you guys got coming up this weekend.
Chad, what do you want to ask us about our upcoming?
I got a bunch of questions. Yeah, I just want to talk about you guys coming on Saturday and how many times you think you're going to come. But more importantly, the fans come first, right? In this particular situation. What does that exactly mean? And I've tuned into almost every one of your guys' live streams.
What it means is we're looking for, like, we try to make each live stream have some sort of theme. So the last one we did was we're getting ready to do was called Gobble Fest, and that was going to be for Thanksgiving. And then we had a Christmas show planned, and we had everything laid out. People bought tickets.
We had ho-ho-hos for Christmas.
And ho-ho-hos for Christmas.
Sorry, yeah. Michael.
That's all right. But then we had to cancel it because we went into another lockdown, basically. Went back to a different whatever, you know.
So coughing and the COVID,
yes.
Whatever number they pick.
Yes, whatever the number is they picked, it screwed us. So we had to move everything to January, and then that got moved to what's coming up now. And, you know, we felt bad because, you know, people buy tickets and their money's just sitting there and they're waiting for a show. So we thought, you know what, let's give back to our fans. So we had the fans make the set list for us, pick out all their favorite songs, and we, you know, rated them without how many votes and picked all the top voted songs.
Okay.
And we also sent out anyone who bought a t-shirt that's a Panther gets.
Below.
Hey, thanks for calling me, Ida.
Oh, sure.
Sorry, I really appreciate it. She's so
continue, hot. Michael. Continue, Michael.
Man, his makeup artist is fucking hot, right?
All the upkeep. It's amazing.
She calls me all the time. And when she called me this
Michael,
time,
continue with the question.
About what? Oh, right. So, yeah, anyways, so that's how we came up with that. We thought we'd give back to the fans. But anyways, if you're a Panther, which you can sign up for on steelpantherrocks.com, there's a monthly fee to it, but you get a bunch of cool shit, inside info and content. And then all the Panthers who bought tickets get a free t-shirt with their name on the back, which is pretty rad.
Nice. That's pretty great. Yeah. So everybody that purchased tickets for this, essentially, it has to be part of the fan club. They get all the goodies that come along with it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I am definitely 100% a part of your fan club because I've gotten my ticket in the email. So.
Oh, yeah. So there you go. You should join it. It's only $80 a year. No, wait. Yeah. It's less than that. I think it's like $1 a month or something.
$79.99. I think, yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about you guys have a really incredible release pattern, I think, at least for a nerd that's into shit like this, but with the guitar pedals and all the other extracurricular activities that the Panther does, mostly the recent one, Butthole Burner, has that one had any issues the way that the last pedal has had any issues, which, by the way, is the best story of all time?
Well, I don't know what the language is here on this podcast.
It's go full on.
Okay, so the Pussy Melter was actually originally a guitar plugin that was sold on a website. And that's where it all started. That was the genesis of it. Somebody complained about the name of it, and the company pulled the plugin because
Genesis, we're not Genesis, we're Steel Panther, and we're going to stay that way.
Yeah, I'm just talking about like the beginning of what happened with the Pussy Melter. Genesis.
Never mind. Go ahead.
Anyway.
I love that drum solo though. Yeah. But so back in the Pussy Melter.
So, you know, what we did is we put out the Pussy Melter. We went and signed up with a pedal company, and Satchel designed a sound for a distortion pedal and a gain pedal. And we put it out, and we only did a limited amount of releases. We did 2,500, and then we had to make another 2,500. I think we only made 2,500, but we started out with 1,250, and then it just kept selling. We're like, well, we're going to have to, we put a cap on it, and we stopped at 2,500 after we sold them all. And then we thought, well, God, we can't put that pedal out. What are we going to do now? So we put out the Poontang Boomerang, which is a delay pedal. And that one did really well. And then we thought, well, somebody.
I'm doing delay right now, Michael.
You're delayed mentally and physically, bro.
Very pixelated.
I'm still the pedal.
You still look good, though.
Thank you.
Where'd you get that shirt?
My grandma.
Looks like you've been digging around the old folks' home. But yeah, so anyways, later that year, we decided, hey, man, everyone wants a Pussy Melter, but we promised we would only do that run of 2,500. So what we did is we created the Butthole Burner, which is the same electronics as the Pussy Melter. So it sounds exactly the same. It's just a different name and a different design pedal.
Oh, cool.
And colors, too. We changed the colors.
Yeah, different colors. And it's really cool. This whole pedal thing you know, took us by surprise. We had no aspirations of going into the pedal business. It just kind of happened and fell right at our feet. And we jumped on
the pedal. It works better when you have it down there by his feet. Michael said it best.
That's
like, if you have a pedal, it's like, why click it up here by our feet is way better. And that's why I feel like we made our best business move to put the pedals down below. Michael, yeah. You said it best.
Lexi has a really good idea for his new pedal. It's called the crowd noise pedal. And all you do is have, you just push it and it creates crowd noise. So, you know, if the show is like, you know, the crowd's like a little tired or whatever, Lexi can hit the pedal and it excites everybody. Yeah. It's like,
hey,
you can change the settings. You know,
you
can change
the small, like, if you guys,
small
if you
guys, room, big room, large room, arena, it's pretty cool.
Is it possible to bundle both the pussy melter and the butthole and just call it the steel shocker?
That's a really good idea. We considered doing that. We considered actually combining the Poontang boomerang with the pussy melter into one pedal.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And we don't have like an umbrella name for it, which that name is pretty cool.
But not an umbrella name, but what you can do is what we thought for us to make more money, you guys buy all of them and we just put like connectors. Michael, what is it called? When you want to plug them in together?
Connectors. Cable.
Buy all three.
Oh, patch cable?
Patch cable.
Oh.
So we thought we would do that and makes you guys buy more stuff.
Yeah. Yep, and we're going to start selling cords too.
Yeah. The only cords you can buy to make these work together in succession.
Right. You know what? Hey, you know what?
Proprietary.
You know what would be really cool is to have Lexi have like a, instead of having the pedals at his feet, it could be on his mirror and you could just press the button here.
Oh yeah.
Right. That's one thing we're working on. It's a wireless switching unit.
That's a genius thing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Like, so, like for me to have my own vocal mic and be able to hit the delay when I want it, that's what I'm looking for.
Because
you can never rely on sound, man. They forget they're on the phone or they're on the
internet. These guys are always on the phone.
Hey, so you know, not somewhat recently the two Van Halen songs came out, obviously in tribute to Ed. But talking about Genesis, the Genesis, obviously, of Steel Panther is very Van Halen related. How did these two songs come about for you guys, other than just, did you sit around one day and go, hey, we got to do something here?
Well, I'll go. Okay. I was talking to Styx, and he's like, hey, man, we need to put something out for our fans because we've been dormant for so long. I think it was like maybe 9-10 months.
I've been a doormat for a long time.
I know, dude. It's because you're a bass player. But
nobody cares.
Styx is like, what do you think about doing some Van Halen covers? And I was like, oh, God, I don't know. That's like fucking covering the Beatles to me, you know? But, you know, he said, well, why don't we do like DOA and Beautiful Girls? And I thought, fuck, I would love to. So we tracked them all at our own houses. And I tracked mine here. And then we just put them out with a little, you know, Zoom video. And that's basically, we just put it out just so people, because people always ask us, when are you going to do a Van Halen song? And we were like, oh, God.
Because, you know? And let me say this too. And the reason that happens is because Michael can do a better David Lee Roth than David Lee Roth can. Give me an example. Can you, Michael? You down?
Well, I don't know, man, but I've been told I can do some David Lee Roth whenever
I want.
You
know
what I'm saying?
There you go.
Wow, let's get this shit going, baby.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we break into a fucking song.
Yeah, I love me some David Lee Roth, man.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? The thing is, those aren't obvious choices either, so it makes it really, you know, kind of cool.
Well, definitely. For me, that particular Van Halen 2 record was really a pivotal piece of art for me in my youth. I listened to that thing all of summer of 79 at the park getting stoned in Chicago. And I had a ghetto blast with an 8-track in there and it was Van Halen. And I carried that shit around till somebody stole it from me. But I, you know, that record really meant a lot to me. It shaped my musical journey as an adult, actually.
What was your...
Go ahead,
Lexi.
No, Alex.
Well, you know, that for me, it's the same thing. It's like listening to Michael Jackson and Mick Jagger together was one of those things where I go, and I had a smaller box than Michael sang, and I grew up in Cleveland. on the south side of Cleveland as well. And I was like, this is what I got to do. I can't sing the lyrics, you know, like Michael can with a Van Halen song. But again, it's like those two icons together, just like Eddie Van Halen and David Lee Roth. It's like Mick Jagger and Michael Jackson. They only did it one time in that one song, but I'll never forget it for sure.
Yeah, that helped. That shaped your whole clothing.
Everything. Yeah. Brought Europe over to the States and to just dancing machines.
Yeah. That's why Alexi's such a great dancer on stage. I don't know if you noticed that, but the moves he has, all the primming and primping, it's all Michael Jackson mixed with Mick Jagger. And Satchel was heavily influenced by Ben Stiller. That's why the similarities.
Very much so.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. You saw that, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad, I saw your face right there doing this.
Like this. I've seen it so many times. My favorite part of seeing it is being there and seeing it and being like, whoa. That was
cool. So, Mike, real quick to go back to Van Halen too. So let me ask you, when a lot of us who grew up in Van Halen, when we obviously two is kind of that one of the, like, fair warning, it's kind of this weird hidden gem in their catalog, right? But when Women and Children came out, it was like, holy shit. I mean, this was kind of like Van Halen one and two. What? You hear this whole new beast of a band. So how did that affect you?
Well, it's so funny, man. I'll never forget when I first heard Everybody Wants Them on the radio. I was living in Southern California. John Bonham, they just announced John Bonham had passed away. And they go, but we got a new song by Van Halen. This one's called Everybody Wants Them. And it went into the drum beat. And I was like, oh, this is different, right? And then it kicked in. I was like, this is fucking great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a catchy song. And for me, I felt like Dave was singing to me because I want some Van Halen. And he always used to say this, everyone's got a little Van Halen in them. You just got to look for it, right?
That's my guy.
Perfect. So there's a lot to be said. We can go back. You've probably gone off this, but I just want to speak, you know, the music you guys kind of, the era you're portraying, if we're going to use that term, I think you guys are basically standalone in what you do now. It applies. It doesn't have to, I don't have to have the imagery of 1987 Sunset Strip. You guys are just doing what you do now. And the fact that you guys, grunge or whatever you want to call it, came along, kind of like stomped all over what was going on there in Southern California. And now you turn back around and you guys are like still standing. And now more people are flocking to you because like, why did this ever go away, right? Maybe it needed to go away for a while, but now you guys here and you guys are just as popular as ever and obviously gaining steam and everything like that. But, you know, it's quite interesting to see the irony of that. It's like the sad bastard bands are kind of slowly kind of wilting and you guys are like ascending.
It really was a super tough time for Lexi and I when grunge came out. And that's one of the reasons why we started saying at our shows that we're going to bring heavy metal back. That was our mission, right, Lexi?
It was our mission. And you know, too, during that time when Seattle was kicking a bunch of ass, you know, and the heavy metal ballads were coming in, The Warrant was crushing, the Steel Hearts and everything like that. That was the last of the hair metal kind of, I mean, and again, metal is, you can go Priest, Maiden. I mean, there's so many, that's what's cool about the 80s is there's different metal genres. You know, we have literally hair metal and you got Anthrax, Slayer. There's so many, Metallica. It was such a cool time to live, and now bringing that back, obviously we're, you know, hair metal, and Michael and Satch and Styx write great songs to bring that back today because it's such a fun time. I mean, it's so kick ass to fuck somebody and not know their name at all, being high in cocaine and having bitching hair and then getting stones and stuff thrown at you and then they call you like bad names and things like that, but it's so cool because you get to fuck their girlfriends and stuff, or wives.
Man, I'm getting all teary-eyed.
No, I apologize. It's just one of those things that we're doing. But we are bringing heavy metal back. And
yeah.
Unapologetically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at it like this. You know, when grunge came out, all the labels were telling us no. We were shopping Death Hall with Metal and Fat Girl and a couple other songs around, a four-song demo. Everyone just kept saying, no, this is over. And that's when we started playing at the Viper Room doing covers. And we just kept doing it. And that started, you know, filling up and doing really well. And then we moved to the Roxy and that started selling out. We moved to the Key Club And then all of a sudden, about 2007, we start getting interest from Universal Republic. And I don't know, man, that was the greatest thing that ever happened to us, was signing with Universal Republic. Because
it was tough, Michael, right? It was tough to leave what we had on the strip, because how many years did we have there?
We played every Monday night, in Hollywood for 13 years.
Yeah.
It's the longest running show in the history of Hollywood.
That's it.
Yeah.
And so it was scary, because we took that away and we go, you know what, here's what we're going to do. We're going to share this with the rest of the world. And writing our own songs and doing this and bringing heavy metal back, we've done, you know, on the Sunset Strip, but then bringing our own version of what metal means to us and then traveling across the world was just insane. Like Michael was saying, we signed, you know, in 2009, I think it was.
Yeah, we signed in 2008 and our record came out in 2009. Yeah. And, you know, one of the coolest things about Universal, their president, Monty Lippman. I forgot his name.
Yeah.
He was like, he didn't even hear our music. We had already recorded Asian Hooker. We already recorded
Community Property.
We recorded Community Property.
Death.
Turn Out the Lights, Death All But Metal, and Fat Girl. And he didn't even hear the music. He just signed us. We signed it. We finished recording whatever we wanted to record. We sent him the songs and he goes, okay, Death All But Metal is going to be your first single. And I was like, hold on, dude. That's not a good idea, because no one's going to play it and we're not going to get any airplay and it's really harsh, you know? And he's like, no, this is perfect. This is who you guys are. And this is your legacy, the song. I was like,
yeah,
okay, whatever.
I believe that Monty also saw that, you know what, MTV is going on a different direction anyway. We had Sarah Silverman come in and Brian Posehn directed it. It was so cool to have such support, you know, even though we didn't know it was going to go anywhere, whatever was going to happen. The biggest thing for me is we got on the plane going back from New York, signing the deal. And I'm on the plane and literally just all of a sudden on VH1 plays our debut album, Steel Panther. I wanted to just tap everybody going, this is us.
Yeah.
It was such a big deal that like, I'm like, oh my God, we kind of are doing something right now. And then our first show, Michael, going over to the UK, a download festival, and introducing ourselves to UK was insane.
Yeah. It was pretty cool. Listen,
real quick, guys. Hey, the Facebook world has joined us now. So welcome everyone on Facebook, Shiprock Live. So if you have a couple of questions for the guys, absolutely.
I just want to say hi to everyone live on Facebook. And you have Michael Starr, the lead singer, and Lexi Fox from Steel Panther. If you don't know who we are, we're a heavy metal band based out of Los Angeles, California. And we do super killer, dirty heavy metal songs that you will love. So stick around, keep listening, and learn something new. And if you're a fan and you know the band, then you know what the fuck's going on. So quit asking questions like that. Anyway.
I love that, Michael. Great introduction. Thank you so much.
Respect. And you're sexy. You said before we went live, and I think this is important, I think, at least to your story, you said that your A&R rep had not even heard the record before he signed you, and then you turned in your masters, and he said, cool, that's good, we're going to pick this one. And do you think that it kind of goes, I mean, in my mind, I imagine it's this answer, but do you think that the weight behind your name at that period of time from doing the hard lifting work in the LA scene and making those connects yourself essentially gave you the right to take your shit right into Republic and say, cool, right on. Well, what do you want us for? What's going on? Like, we just do you, you know?
Yeah. Well, that was one of the reasons why we signed, is because Monty is actually the president of the label. And he said, I want you guys to do you. I don't want to get in the way of your art. Do what you do. Don't worry about it being dirty. Just do what you do.
Remember this, Michael?
Oh yeah, there it is. That's when we signed.
Is that the signing party?
Wow. Yep.
Wow. Yeah.
We signed, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, so that was a really cool thing. And I think, yeah, you have a point, Chad. I think that is, you know, we create a lot of momentum in Hollywood, which is, you know, it's an important place to blow up. So for us to be able to, you know, have the kind of crowds that we were generating, which we were very grateful for. And I think it did give us a little bit of leverage in that area. And plus, prior to that, the manager we had turned the record deal down in 2007 without us knowing.
Mm.
So he came back a second time and got to us and went around that guy and went directly to us. And we got signed.
Yeah.
That's an incredible story. I mean, I've known you guys for a while. We've toured together many of times. And the story, I don't think, has ever clicked the way it just did with that particular time period. And, you know,
I have another interesting fact for you. So they worked the record like normal. We had a radio dude, radio promo guy, Dave Downey, went out and promoted the crap out of the record. And then it turns out that, you know, we sent it and then the video department sent it to MTV. MTV sent back a list of edits, which was the longest list of edits that any band has ever had. I'm not kidding you. We had to basically cut out all the lyrics and all the sexual visuals and all that stuff. So that was fun.
So trying to take away your art.
What's that?
Yeah. Trying to take away your art.
Yeah. And I'm proud of it though. I have that paper with all the edit requests framed on my mantle.
Yeah. It's like getting an F from your English teacher and then becoming a Pulitzer Prize winner.
Yeah, totally.
There you go.
I just had this idea, and it might be way off balance, but you know those peel and stick wallpaper things you can get from different places, whatever design you want, peel and stick wallpaper? You guys should put that. Oh, you're muted. Do you know what I'm talking about, Michael?
Those, what? Stick
wallpaper?
Yeah.
Maybe on an anniversary.
Yeah, wallpaper. My grandma had, we had paper in my old house.
Of that list of edits that they put on there and make that peel and stick.
Oh, right. That's a good one. That's a good idea. Yeah. I was thinking, while you're saying that. You know what would be awesome. Really cool is to make a poster of Steel Panther that you can just stick on the wall.
Oh, or that. I mean, or a little less work.
Picture of Lexi.
Perfect. Yeah, man.
Who doesn't want to buy that? Really great. And I would sell it for cheap for sure.
How much would you sell an 8x10 of you for? Or poster.
I don't know. Who asking me?
Yeah, Lexi.
I probably do, like, depending on what I would wear, Michael.
How much would that shot go for?
Say it again.
How much would you charge for that picture?
The one I just did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Or there's more I could do, like,
that's cool. That's sexy.
I can give
stay right there. Stay yeah, right there.
Everyone
right
take there. Photos. Take photos right of it, guys.
Ready?
Get your snapshot.
Look at me. Yeah. Looking good, dude.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Guys, so
want that one, Michael?
I got it.
Okay. See, I would sell, to answer your question, I would sell.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go.
Next, dude. Let's see.
Mike, that's an NFT, dude. That's your first NFT.
Michael,
don't sell that by yourself.
You might hurt yourself.
I got rights to that. Anyway, I don't know. Depending on what I would do, depending on what shape I'm in, I would do, like, it's all droopy now because of COVID. Everything's sagging.
I have a question for you.
I wouldn't rip somebody off and go. Go ahead, Michael.
I have a question for you, Lexi. How much money would you charge for a poster of yourself, a big poster?
$25.
All right, that's a good deal. That's the only question I wanted to hear answered.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a respectable price.
That's when I bought my first poster, and that was Farrah Fawcett, and it was $25, and I bought it from me. Dude.
The nipple shot? The new
bathing suit?
Yeah.
Hanging out and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the iconic. God damn,
No, Farrah Fawcett, not who's their iconic?
No, it's iconic.
Farrah Fawcett, I say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Farrah iconic.
So we're going to, do you want to move into our section that we like to do is called Walk the Plank?
Real quick before we get it, guys, just because people want to know, Heavy Metal Rules is 2019. Can people start thinking about a new record from you guys in like 2022?
Absolutely. We're working on it right now.
Awesome.
I just was over. We're actually doing some pre-production right now and recording them, you know, just doing the demos for them, basically. So I was over at Styx's studio yesterday recording vocals for it's such a great, it's Satchel writes most of the music, The songs he's written for this record are really great. And this rock, heavy rock ballad, right? And the song is about how chicks look way hotter on Instagram than you do in person. Oh. And it's really a great subject line. And the song is beautiful and it's sexy and it's deep and it's heavy metal. It's killer. Mm. So you know, to answer that question, I would probably say it's going to take another 8 months for us to get something out, because just the rollout time to set up a release is 6 months anyway. So it just depends on how quickly we can get it recorded.
Yeah. The video for that, I can already imagine, is going to just be fire. Anyway. But listen, so Chav mentioned we do a thing called her Walk the Plank. And we basically ask you a question each. Then we had one that a fan has sent in. And you just give it whatever answer comes into your mind. Usually it doesn't even really reflect on music. It's just some random shit we do.
Okay, I'm down. Yeah.
Here's a little number for walking the plank, walking the plank. It's a little number for walking the plank. We're gonna walk it, yeah, walk the plank, walk it.
Okay, I'm down.
Yeah. Chad, you up for it? You want to go first, bud?
Yeah, and you guys can both give your answers separately to the same question.
All right, Lexi, go first.
All right, Lexi, you ready? My question to you is, if you were cremated, where would you like your ashes to be spread?
Wait, do it again.
If you die and then you get cremated, where would you like your ashes to be spread?
On the football, Lake Erie.
On the football Lake Erie?
Yeah, right, because the stadium is right there.
Right.
You want it to be spread across football, okay, like... Lake Erie.
Yeah.
Any
because the flow pushes it into Cleveland, and I love Cleveland. It's just one of those, it's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's where I should be, I think. That's all I have to say about that.
Great answer. You don't want to just spread them around the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. No?
No, nor do you.
Okay.
I would like to have mine spread on a pizza. A big, large pizza.
At the Rainbow?
Hey, wait a second. That's not his question.
No, we're both answering him.
No, both answer the same question.
I would have spread on a pizza, and I would have 5 super hot Steel Panther chicks eat the pizza.
Oh, God.
Oh, and by the way, I want mermaids in my fucking, by me, too.
Mermaids?
Hot ones.
Okay. You say black ones?
I didn't say black ones.
I've never seen a black mermaid.
Dude, you don't watch enough TV. They're around.
Okay. Hey, my question is this, and I think it's kind of set perfectly for Lexi. He goes, if you could change one thing about the way you look, what would it be?
My face. I don't know. If I could change one thing, I would bring a picture of Chris Hemsworth.
This question, Michael. He's asking me.
No, it's both of us, dude. So I would take a picture of his abs and have that surgically implanted on my abs.
Yeah.
What would you do, Lexi?
What was the question again?
If you could change one thing about the way you look, what would it be?
Let me think about it.
Chad, do you have the countdown clock?
No. I think that would just... I like bitter silence. I don't know about you.
This is really...
Okay,
the lip gloss app, okay.
Suspense here.
This is silence. I feel like we're on the 18th green, and this is for the putt for the win.
Are you actually thinking about it, or are you just thinking about something else?
Michael, it's his question.
Okay.
Can't come up with one.
Okay. So he doesn't know. I think he's
perfection. He's just perfect. So what's there to change?
Nothing.
There we go. Love that. God.
Thanks,
Mike. Chad, do you want to ask the fan question, please?
I do. So these are just generic that they ask us, they give us questions to ask. the acts every week, and we pick one of them. So it's not necessarily about anything in particular related to Steel Panther.
Michael, watch this.
So the question that I picked for you guys from them is, do you find the male or female body more attractive?
Mike, go ahead. What do you find more attractive, the male body or the female body?
Oh, definitely the female body. I know Satchel makes fun of me that, you know, that because I look like a girl that I'm gay, but I'm not gay. And I don't care if anybody else is gay, but I'm not. I like the, I guess I'm female. Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I'm down for the female body because it comes in so many varieties. You never know what you're going to get, which is cool. So I'm down for the girl. You know, I really like a silhouette of a girl's body. It's really, there's something endearing about it. It's like coming home, you know, when you put your head on her chest and just go to sleep.
Yeah.
After a long night of doing cocaine.
Got a good nosebleed going on. It's great.
That's right.
All right. Well, there's your answer.
God, guys. You shouldn't have worn a white shirt. Anyway, anyway, the next thing we do is called Would You Rather. This is more of a kind of a lightning round, and we can kind of continue to do this because it's just basically like we get one or two answers. Chad, you want to begin the proceedings on Would You Rather?
Yeah, and it's just literally, like I say, no explanation. So would you rather there be a perpetual water balloon war going on in your city or town or a perpetual food fight?
Ooh, I'd go with water balloon.
How about you, Lexi?
Probably water balloons too, because, I'm going to give you a backup on that, because water, you know, there's no calories. And if there was a food fight, I would have to eat all that food because I love treats and I love food. And I have to throw up and I can't stand doing that because my dentures behind are starting to, like, you can tell if you throw up a bunch, it's not, water balloons, sorry.
I respect that. That's a great answer.
All right, mine is this. Hey, would you rather have a golden voice?
Michael, don't. Michael, don't. Put your head back up, Michael. You're showing your roots.
That's right. Would you rather have a golden voice or a silver tongue?
Michael.
Man, I already got a golden voice, so I'll take a silver tongue.
There you go. All right.
I'll take a golden voice because I ain't got one.
Hey,
come on now.
All right. Would you rather experience the beginning of planet Earth or the end of planet Earth?
Oh, man. Probably the end of planet Earth, because I would like to have all the technology at that point.
All right.
Yeah, with my knowledge, I would take the beginning and fucking write all the songs that made a bunch of fucking money. And I would fucking just go, fuck you guys. I have tons of money and I write great songs and here's what I do. And I'd style my hair a bunch of different ways. You bitching. I'll take the beginning.
Almanac style. Love it. Oh.
All right. Would you guys rather be in jail for a year or lose a year off your life?
I'd rather go to jail for a year.
Nope. You're off my life. And I say that because I like to fucking party. And if it takes one fucking year off my life, I mean, that could be 99 or 98 years old. I don't know how long that's going to be, but I'll subtract 1 year. Michael?
Yeah, I like I said, I think I'd go to jail because I'd rather have that extra year of life.
And get fucked in the ass a bunch.
We that too. It's,
you're a fucking gorgeous guy. You're going to get pounded behind your butt a bunch of times.
I don't mind. That doesn't freak me out like it freaks you out. Okay. I just want to be, I want to die on stage. That's where.
You're going to die getting a butt. You're going to be so sore getting pounded all the time.
It hasn't killed me yet.
Come on.
I just
going to be ripped apart.
I know it would be like depressing for the fans or our friends that are watching, but you know, that's what I love to do so much. So I would like to go out on stage with my bros. You know, it's like
using your golden voice. Yeah. Oh man.
That's so sentimental.
Yeah.
Well, dude, I mean, okay. we spent so much time together, Chad. We're like a team. Like, you know, I don't know if there's teams of four in professional sports, but if there were,
I just don't want your ass to get all banged up in jail, Michael.
Don't worry, it'll be nice and smooth for you later.
That's why bands break up, because they don't do shit like that. Yeah, we don't. I just had right there.
You have to talk. You have to really talk.
Teamwork. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we'll do two more. I'll do one and then Justin do one and we'll wrap it up. Would you rather lose the ability to read or lose the ability to speak?
I can't do the first one. I don't read good at all. And the ability to speak is just basically going up. What I listen to what you guys say, I do. And I go, I think that's what it means. But read, I mean, the only read I did when I was in school, I had to put one in between my thing because I was trying to learn how to do a saxophone.
Sax read. Yeah.
That's would the only read. Thing I did. Didn't do anything like that. And then there's a guitar player in Color Me Black. Alex Reed, he was in Living Color.
Living Color, yep. Mm-hmm. We just had...
Reed. That's the only Reed I know, because I don't know Reed anymore at all.
I would go with no reading. Okay. I do enjoy reading. I'm not a novel reader, but I like to read Instagram and I like to read, you know, sports news, just quick clips of stuff that's going on. But as far as like, if I couldn't talk, I don't think I don't think I would like that. I think reading, I could just always have somebody else read me shit. So.
Yeah. And again, like why, that's such a tough question. Why would you say not talking or reading?
That's just the question, you know?
Yeah. I didn't make up the questions. I'm just choosing them. Just
that's the cool thing about questions. You never know what the answer is going to be.
It's like a box of chocolates.
And only because I'm inspired tonight, 69 or 96?
Oh, I would say probably 69 for me.
Move over then. We're getting bad light right now. Now move over here. It's different than what you're putting it on.
This is nothing. What you're seeing right now.
Listen to me. I already heard the fucking question, Michael. 96 because that's the year I graduated.
96? You didn't graduate in 96.
You don't know anything, Michael. You
graduated in 76. God, dude. No, he did graduate in 96. But Chad, you've been on the road with us.
Absolutely.
And you've seen him. He gets to the venue. He gets ready for 3 hours.
Yep.
Seeing, well, I was explaining to everybody on Facebook, what you're seeing is his assistant do his makeup, but it's not like people go, oh, they're just all a show. This guy does his makeup 24/7. I think he goes to sleep with lip gloss in his hand.
I can't because, well, by the way, this is Dior.
Nice.
One of the most expensive lip glosses that you could ever own. Chad, both of you guys, look at this.
I'm getting real close.
Is that is that coral? Salmon? What is that?
What do you mean? It's Dior.
Coral colored.
The color? The color?
Oh, that mean? Coral?
It's Dior?
Dior.
Yeah. Coral. Dior. You know what Dior is? It's a very hot.
I mean, he was getting ready before we even started the podcast. It was quite the treat. I was like, dang. He's
still in pregame right now.
1.5 years of straight COVID getting ready every single day for what will be the eventual return to the outside.
Chad and Justin, I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
Okay, so COVID-19 hit everybody across the globe.
Right.
How much weight did you guys gain during COVID?
18 pounds.
Justin?
I had probably lost about 5. I just worked out all the time, dude.
Wow. You're the anomaly here.
Crazy.
I was with Chad, man. I gained about 15 pounds of unwanted COVID weight.
Would you think, hey, man, I'm going back on the road. I got to get back into fighting shape. Is that when you kind of kicked it in?
Dude, I was like, there's no way.
Running?
I had to have not my seamstress, but a girl that makes clothes for me. I had her, she was going to make me some new designs. I'm like, man, you better make them like 2 inches bigger because the shit I have now doesn't fit.
Michael, you do that, but at the same time, you still look the fucking... I can say fuck yeah. You're fucking sane.
Well, thanks.
You're still fucking David Roth at the 10th power. I mean, and you sing your little heart out.
Well, thanks. I embrace the comments of me being a chubby David Lee Roth. I don't give a shit because that's just who I am.
Right now, David Lee Roth would like to be a chubby David Lee Roth. Hey, can you, just for our viewing audience, can you do a little bit more Roth?
Hold on. Can somebody snapshot this?
Guys, if you guys are on, hold that so everyone can take a photo. Everyone in Facebook land, take a photo right now, Alexi. You'll make a ton off it.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Perfect. I was going to ask if Mike could knock out just a little bit more David Lee Roth, because it's fucking golden.
Well, you know, Diamond David Lee Roth was known for his heavy.
It's muted.
It's muted.
You only got to give him just a tip. Just a tip. That's all we needed.
It muted up on you, Mike.
Shit. Did I mute up?
Yeah,
it was exactly what we needed.
That was the best David Lee Roth I've ever done, too. Son of a bitch.
Stop it, Michael.
Oh, hey!
There you go.
Hey, I'll tell you what, man. We got all the pops and the rocks and the heavy metal right here in front of your naked, stinking eyes. I can't really do David Lee Roth.
What's better than that right there?
I don't know.
Not a goddamn thing.
You know what David Lee Roth told me? I met him and he said, yeah, when I was younger, I told my mom I wanted to buy a truck, and she's like, why? Because it's going to be an ice cream truck, of course. And that's where the song Ice Cream Man came from. There you go.
Damn.
Well, listen, guys, we know it's been we've had you for over an hour, and we are just stoked that you guys spend the time with us. We really appreciate it. We're looking so forward to what you guys are going to bring to the cruise, and the Ship Rockers are beyond themselves that you guys are finally with us. Everyone, check out Fans Come First. It's the live stream. This was it, the 22nd? That'd be this Saturday?
Saturday. Can I do a quick promo?
Promo. It's all you.
Okay, this Saturday, May 22nd, is Steel Panthers Fans Come First live stream, live from Hollywood, California, at the beautiful Sunset Strip Viper Room. Make sure you get your tickets. You can go to steelpantherrocks.com and find the tickets on there. Get a ticket, and all the tickets have unlimited guest lists. So you buy one ticket, you can invite all your friends and have a huge party. It'll be fun. It'll be at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So figure out the time for your time zone. Get a ticket. Come see the show. It's going to be great. Thank you.
They can't come in the room, Michael. They can't come in the room. They can buy it on the TV, but they can't come in.
They can't come into the Viper Room, no.
They can stand outside.
Yeah, they can stand outside, man.
Anyway, guys, make sure and check that out this weekend. And if you're unfamiliar with Steel Panther, I can't see how you would be at this point in your life. But if you aren't familiar with them, go check out all their stuff and definitely check out their videos, because it's a strong, there's a real strong bond between what they do visually and through audio. So we appreciate it. Everyone out there in Facebook land, take care. Thank you for joining us tonight. We'll do this again next Wednesday.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you, guys.
We're excited to be on the cruise. Can't wait for it.
Hey there, I am Johnny Christ from Avenged Sevenfold, and I've got a podcast called Drinks with Johnny you're going to want to check out. I sit down with a bunch of different people from all different walks of life, from professional wrestlers to actors, comedians, fighters, musicians, everything in between. I'm just looking to make some friends and have a good time doing it. So if that sounds like something you're into, go check out Drinks with Johnny, streaming everywhere now.